Hey everyone, welcome to the Value-Based Care Advisory Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Arijanian. Today, I want to talk about a case that's going to really echo through digital health, payer contracting, and particularly behavioral health for some time to come. This week, a federal jury convicted the founders of a telehealth startup for orchestrating one of the largest Adderall distribution and fraud schemes in United States history. More than 40 million stimulant pills, over $100 million in revenue, and a business model built on speed, volume, and zero clinical guardrails. The headline isn't the crime here, you guys. The headline is what this means for the future of digital health, especially for those of us building responsible, value-based models. So here's what happened. A telehealth company built a hyper-aggressive direct-to-consumer pipeline. I'm talking social ads, social media ads, instant online visits, easy prescriptions, automated refills. The internal incentives were simple: grow patient volume, grow stimulant prescriptions, grow revenue. And in that environment, quality collapsed. Clinical oversight collapsed. Compliance disappeared. Federal prosecutors described it as a pill mill dressed up as a telemedicine platform. And now, two telehealth founders are facing up to 20 years in federal prison. So let this be a cautionary tale. And let founders hold other founders accountable, right? Because once an organization like this goes down, it becomes harder for all others to do business, because now you have to defend another organization's behavior and explain how it is not what we are doing at this organization. Value-based care is the exact opposite of that. It's based on alignment, clinical integrity, patient safety, and financial accountability. So when a company breaks that alignment, spectacularly in this case, it affects the entire industry. Payers tighten contracting. Regulators impose restrictions. Good telehealth companies get pulled into the same spotlight as bad actors. If you're building anything in digital health, especially behavioral health, opioid use disorder, or anything with controlled substances, understand this. Speed is not scale. Volume is not value. Convenience is not care. At VBCA here, I talk a lot about the moral architecture of a healthcare business. You cannot build a sustainable clinical model on shortcuts. Let me tell you something. This case is going to have cascading effects throughout the industry. Okay. This happened when Cerebral went down a couple years ago, and more dominoes falling, the greater difficulty for other telehealth companies to do business in this space. So being prepared is going to be important moving forward. Being prepared in terms of what to do with your internal business operations, what to do when you're speaking with health plans and they ask you a question that's related here to either this case or how you would prevent something like this happening. Like I said, this case is going to shape several aspects of the business moving forward. First and foremost, perceptions. It's going to essentially play a role in how health plans credential and contract with telehealth companies. Some of the things I would say you should anticipate is more documentation audits. I would expect more prescribing oversight, especially if you're using mid-level practitioners. Have a process in place that you can articulate, because 20 years in prison, simply not worth it, right? Simply not worth it. And if you play your cards right, you have nothing to be concerned about. Sure, your issues might scale along with your organization, but if you build the right safeguards into the DNA of the organization versus those that have been convicted in this case, which they build the wrong incentives with the DNA of the organization, what you seed now will scale in accordance with your intention and your incentives. If your main incentive is to become a multimillionaire, then consider finance or another industry. Because now, really, it's going to become more and more restrictive. Telehealth is going to get more and more scrutiny. So that's really not the spotlight you want to be under. And of course, all of this causes an issue, meaning less and less access for telehealth companies seeking to do business with health plans, and less access for patients to actually benefit from these telehealth companies. There are plenty of good telehealth companies and only a handful of bad actors. But payers are tired. Payers are tired of being burned. They're tired. I speak with many plan executives. They embrace telehealth. Now they're going to be looking for platforms with real clinical governance, real outcomes data, and real value-based infrastructure. This actually benefits the good actors because the company's investing in longitudinal care, measurement-based outcomes, behavioral integration, and compliance are going to be growing. Okay. Now, what is the future? The future of digital health will be built on trust. And trust is only possible when your clinical model and your business model are aligned. They're not in opposition. They're not fighting one another. This is why value-based care matters, because you have that compass, you have the North Star of asking a single question: is what I'm doing at this moment in the best interest of the patients? And the answer should be a yes or a no. There's really no in between. And you would immediately and instinctively know, right by posing that question, is this in the best interest of patients? You would know whether you're on the right track. You would know whether you're drifting away from value. When you're accountable for total cost of care, patient safety, and outcomes, you really can't afford shortcuts. Your incentives pull you towards ethics, not away from them. Here's my message today. If you're a founder, build your company like you're already under an audit. If you're a payer, demand clinical governance before you demand scale. If you're a provider, never let a business model erode your judgment as an organization. And if you're a patient, understand that real care has structure, boundaries, and integrity. This particular case will be studied in business schools, medical schools, and compliance trainings for years. But if we're smart, it will also become a turning point where digital health finally shifts from speed to substance, from value to volume. And I would really want to echo that there's an important distinction between business reality and clinical reality. And as long as these two are misaligned, the organization's on a bad track. So as long as there are efforts to align these two, then the organization will continue to not only survive, but thrive as other organizations are found to either be no longer good partners to do business with, or are found in some federal indictment and subsequent conviction and so forth, like this particular case. So let this be a cautionary tale. And let founders hold other founders accountable, right? Because once an organization like this goes down, it becomes harder for all others to do business, because now you have to defend another organization's behavior and explain how it is not what we are doing at this organization. Thank you for listening. This is Alex from the Value-Based Care Advisory Podcast. Thank you.